After a job fell through and her car was stolen, Julia Cheek became one of dozens of people who lived in the woods around Paradise.
Right now, we're all scattered. When that fire came through, we were camping, per se, in Vigilia.
The fire took her tent and other gear, along with family photos. The Red Cross gave her a new tent this week, and as she tried to set it up, some young people came by offering prayers. She thanked them, but said what she really needed was a hammer.
I'm good.
Then a man came around offering free blankets, the sort of kindness she would have liked to see before the fire.
A big event like this, and taking out two complete towns and for people to come together, that's ridiculous.
But there were also longtime advocates like Marla Oates, a social work student at Chico State, who was relieved to find Julia and others from the Paradise area at this makeshift campground.
They are lucky that they have gotten out alive, actually, and I was really worried about them.
In Chico, Jenna Lane, KCBS.